Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The sweetest story that happens every Thanksgiving, the story of Wanda and Jamal. Why have they not turned this into a book? The mistaken text message that Wanda meant to send to her grandkids. One of them had just changed his phone number. So instead, at the time, 17-year-old Jamal gets his text message inviting him to Thanksgiving. The two, Wanda the grandma and Jamal, go back and forth. Jamal ends up going to Thanksgiving with Wanda. Now they are celebrating their 10th Thanksgiving together.
Isn't that the coolest story you ever hear?
I love this because it just shows like the innocence and the good in people that like, oh yeah, no, you could come to Thanksgiving. Now, if somebody sends me a text message, hey, here's Thanksgiving, I'm like, spam, they're trying to get my credit card number. Or, you know, like I wouldn't even entertain it.
If I get a wrong text or a wrong call sometime, I'm friendly about it, but I don't know if I'd ever go as far as, you know, inviting someone over for Thanksgiving.
No, and I'll take it a step further. Like, yeah, text messages, I would just ignore. Unknown numbers, 100% ignore. Especially when they say I have, like, spam potential or spam risk. I'm like, okay, you can go to voicemail. But even if it comes through and it's a number, but it doesn't have that spam warning, I'm not answering it. You can go to voicemail.
Well, of course, if it says spam, I know I'm not going to answer because I know that you're trying to get something out of me.
Car warranty.
Not going to work. But if it's, what if you get a call from a number you don't have, but it's, say, the same area code is yours? Still nothing.
You can go to voicemail.
I would answer. See, and I cannot stand people that leave voicemails.
Really?
I can't. Because now I got to stop. I got to take time out of my day to hear what it is. And usually it's nothing.
And see, that's where I know, because I'll go look at my voicemail and it'll be like 1 second. I'm like, yeah, see, you saved me from having to answer the phone and be like, hello, hello. And then, is this Kelly? Who's this? What are you calling for?
No, I'm just, see, I could bypass all, I'm going to answer the phone. We'll get it knocked out right then and there, because if I sit there, it rings, I ignore it, then it buzzes again. You have a new voicemail. Now I have to take the time to see what it was they were calling about. Nip it in the bud right then and there.
No.
Especially if it's the area code. It's somewhere around you.
That's like psychopath stuff, answering unknown numbers.
It's psychopath stuff if I'm answering like the 877 or the 800 or something like that. But
no, I don't have time for that. You can go to voicemail, and if it's worth my time or like something legitimate, then I'll call you back. Unknown numbers, no go. Not answering.
All right. Well, Kel doesn't answer. I do. Where do you stand? Let us know. You can call or text 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You are not right if you answer unknown numbers. That is just so weird. I don't know. We were talking about this because Wanda and Jamal, the famous couple that spends Thanksgiving together thanks to a text message that went to the wrong person, get ready to celebrate their 10th Thanksgiving together that started over an unknown text message. Nowadays, if you did that a decade later, that's just weird, especially if you showed up to the person's house.
I don't see... I get it. You get the your phone starts buzzing, uh-huh. says potential spam. Nobody in their right mind is going to answer that.
Right.
But if I get a call with the same area code or a number that doesn't look suspicious or fishy, there's probably a reason why you're calling me. I am going to swipe and I'm going to answer.
Nowadays, though, no. There are so many just bogus phone calls. Go to voicemail. If it's anything important, I will call you back.
I don't like voicemail, so maybe that's why I answer the random numbers.
Cody and Ukaipa, do you answer unknown numbers?
Always.
Really? Why?
Because growing up, I would always either break my phone or it would die, and I would need a ride from my parents or whoever. So I'd ask somebody to borrow their phone, and you never know who's trying to call you. So if you can take 2 seconds out of your time to answer the phone call. If it's spam, hang up, of course, but... you never know.
That's a great point.
I guess I get that for emergencies, especially if you have kids and maybe they're at someone's house that you don't have their number.
Exactly.
See, and we didn't have Cody's number. We still answered this, and this was a great call.
That's so funny because you say that when I answer. I was like, good morning, K-Frog. Who's this free call from? I'm like, I just answered an unknown number.
That's right. Darla in Winchester, do you answer any unknown numbers?
Sometimes, not always.
So what's a variable that you're like, all right, this seems safe?
Well, a lot of times it'll come up. Spam, you know, like if it's not legit, but a lot of times when you first answer, there'll be like a little beep and I know it's a spam caller. So I just hang up. I don't give them a chance.
Well, listen to the 909 here. It says, I'll do one better. My phone doesn't even ring for unknown numbers.
Seen a lot of that on Facebook too. Your phone just automatically goes to silent.
Is that a setting? Because then another one from the 909 says, I've selected the identify yourself and reason for your call new feature on the iPhone. It's an update. So you have to say who you are and the reason for the call before I'll answer it.
I don't know anything about any of that, but you mentioned the word update. The mm-hmm. latest update with the iPhone, which I cannot stand, is once my day starts, the battery's completely drained. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've experienced this.
Uh-huh.
Imagine your kid is out and about, has the phone, did the update, phone's dying, has to borrow someone else's phone to call you to let you know, hey, I'm okay. Hey, I need a ride home. Something of the sort. You're just going to ignore it?
I mean, if my kid's out and about, I'll probably. But if I'm at home and the family's at home and there's an unknown number, nope, not answering it.
Answer the babysitter. Maybe it's grandma.
I don't... My grandma's passed away, Anthony.
Kelly, I'm sorry for your loss.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Happy birthday to my husband and all Marines today. Today, the 250th birthday of the Marine Corps.
Wow, that's a lot of years.
I know. And, you know, tomorrow is Veterans Day. And Friday, we got to treat some veterans to breakfast at Corky's Kitchen and Bakery. And we even got to chat with one of our veterans. What's your name, sir?
Master Sergeant Schubert, United States Air Force. I live in Paris.
What was your experience like while serving?
It was the most fantastic time I ever had. Except every place I went, they shot at us. They missed.
Finally, what's one thing you wish people understood better about our veterans?
They're the best there is. You got to take care of them. Even the ones you see on the street that look hurt, they're the ones that need us the most.
And it bums me out when this day, Veterans Day, rolls around. Because, yes, we do honor the vets, but why are we doing it just one day?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, you know, my husband being a veteran, I'm always trying to, like, get him to, hey, it's Veterans Day. You know, Krispy Kreme will give you a free donut or whatever. I've told him, I was like, you need to go do the tour one day. Just go hit up every single restaurant and get your freebies for the day. Because if they're going to give it to you one day, might as well take it.
Get your freebies, gain 35 pounds.
In all seriousness, though, big thank you to all of our veterans for the freedom that you've allowed us to have, and happy birthday to all the Marines.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Christmas cannot happen until we settle something. Blank the red-nosed reindeer.
Rudolph.
Do you say Salmon too? You don't pronounce the L in Rudolph.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
That is so weird.
Salmon.
Yes.
You're ridiculous.
The L is like silent. It's Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say Rudolph until I met you.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say Rudolph.
Rudolph.
I'm not saying it like that. It's Rudolph. Rudolph. You pronounce the L.
Okay, I'm going to put it to the test. I pulled a couple different versions of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay?
Okay.
So here's like the original like cartoon one.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very Rudolph. Shiny nose.
No, he said...
He said Rudolph.
No, he said Rudolph.
Gosh. Okay.
Okay, hold on. I pulled up the other part of it because he says it again. Okay, take a listen.
Santa came to say, Rudolph with your...
Rudolph.
I didn't hear a lot of the L in that one. It definitely sounds like he said Rudolph.
Okay, how about wrong. Gene Autry? Can we agree?
Gene
Autry,
sure,
the
sure.
way Gene says it? Okay, hit it, Gene.
Reindeer of all, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There's no L there. No L there either.
Rudolph, yeah, he did came to say Rudolph.
Okay, so one more time, they mention it.
Rudolph with your nose so bright.
That one, I heard a little bit of an L in that one.
I think it's different when you're singing it as opposed to when you just say his name. That's like, you know, like all the like the singers from like overseas, how they have accents and then they start singing and it's
Gene
like perfect.
Gene Autry is not from overseas.
Well, I know, I'm just trying to compare some way, somehow, but Rudolph, you're supposed to pronounce the L.
No.
Rudolph.
No, that's weird. It's Rudolph. You just say it
you
quick.
You keep saying it wrong all morning, but it's not right.
All right.
Pronounce the L.
Can you help prove me right? How do you pronounce Rudolph?
And if you pronounce it wrong, you're not getting presents this year.
Oh, stop it. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly, which you pronounce the L, and Anthony on K-Frog.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph. Not an L. Rudolph.
Here's how I know I'm keeping my job today. Our boss came storming in moments ago, letting us know that you are so completely wrong because you're supposed to pronounce the L in Rudolph.
You're not. Thank you to the 714, though, because we've had this heated discussion over Rudolph's name. Says, now look at you guys. You got all of Southern California singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on their way to work. And now I don't know which way I actually say it because you guys have me doubting myself.
It's one of those things you keep saying over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, what word am I even saying?
Jason in San Jacinto, help me out. How do you pronounce Rudolph?
Kelly, you're killing me on this one because I usually love to disagree with Anthony, but unfortunately today, I have to agree with Anthony. It is Rudolph. You got to get that L in there.
That is
Rudolph.
So weird, though.
It's
it doesn't
not,
sound right.
It's not. It's different when it's sung. I guess it just doesn't flow as well.
Yeah.
But when you pronounce it in conversation or you're talking to the reindeer, it is Rudolph.
Terry in Fontana, blank the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph.
Rudolph.
No!
Terry, thank you.
You're welcome. It's Rudolph.
I can't believe I am so outnumbered here. Although the 909 just texted and said, what the flip is in Anthony's coffee cup? I'm with you, Kelly. You don't pronounce the L.
Okay, Jason, how do you pronounce the reindeer's name?
Rudolph.
Rudolph.
You pronounce the L. That's so weird.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Where are you from?
Yeah.
Here.
I don't think so.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
All righty. I'm so excited for this. Boots in the Park is coming back to Norco. And just like they do, they are giving you a huge lineup.
Headlining in Norco at Silver Lakes March 7th, none other than Mr. John Party.
Which is always a party. Also part of the lineup, which you know I'm going to be there for this, Coetzel.
Yep, you got Jody Messina.
Throwing it back a little bit. John Morgan. And, of course, more are going to be announced as soon as we get closer to that date.
I'm always blown away at the names that they bring out to our little small town of Horsetown, USA, in Norco right there at Silver Lakes.
And there's, of course, the great music that's going on, but they also have a ton of other things, which if you don't walk around when you go to Boots in the Park, you need to, because they do line dancing, whiskey and tequila tasting. The food there is incredible. They really make it like a fun festival within town.
And you could never, I mean, the weather's always perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I love outdoor venues as opposed to indoor.
Yeah.
The fresh air. And this is one that, I mean, you see the date, March 7th. Again, you think next year, it's not that far away.
No, and tickets are going to go on sale this Friday at noon. So what you're going to want to do is go to bootsinthepark.com and you can get pre-sale access, get signed up so that you are ready to go when those tickets do go on sale.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.